18-year-old Caitlin Hunt, a senior at Sebastian River High School in Indian River County, was arrested because of a relationship with another high school student, a 14-year-old girl. That arrest occurred in February, but Hunt's parents just went public with their story. Indian River County Sheriff Daryl Lohr held a press conference to address the case.
This case came to us when the victim and her parents came into our lobby at the Indian River County Sheriff's Office and filed a complaint.
Lohr says the decision to file charges in this case has nothing to do with the fact both parties are female.
Well, the fact is you've got an 18-year-old, which is an adult in the eyes of the court. So we looked into this. We discerned a crime had occurred. Law enforcement has a job to do. And when we have those elements that reach criminal activity, that's exactly what occurred.
Lohr also says this is not the first time such charges have been filed in the case of a same-sex couple. But support for Hunt has been pouring in from across the globe. And about 25 of those supporters came to the sheriff's office for the press conference. They weren't allowed inside, but they carried signs and pushed babies in strollers and expressed their opinion the charges should be dropped. Martin Maxwell is a former educator who came from Port St. Lucie. He says he has two daughters and understands being disapproving of a relationship.
Guaranteed that if I didn't agree with the relationship, telephone would be taken away, TV privilege was taken away, but I wouldn't call the police. I'd call the other parent and say, keep your child away from my child, maybe. I did a couple times. My daughter said she hated me for a while.
19-year-old Michelle Polisek went to school with Hunt, and while they weren't exactly friends, she says she remembers her as a friendly, outgoing person, and Polisek wanted to add her support during this situation.
When I heard this happened and that it was because she was dating a fellow student, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because I feel like if 18-year-olds are young enough to be in the same school as minors, that they should be able to affiliate, like, romantically with those minors. And I understand the laws, but maybe there should be a little leeway while they're in school.
Christina Northrup carries a sign with the signatures of friends and neighbors showing support for Hunt and asking that charges be dropped. Northrup says Hunt is a friend of her daughter's.
I think the other kids' parents, the other girls' parents, are embarrassed the fact that their daughter is exploring a same-sex relationship. If it was the daughter and a boy, would they be pursuing it? It's the question that everybody wants to know.
Northrup says all of this has not been easy on Hunt.
She's hurt. Who wouldn't be? She's devastated, but she's strong. She's a very strong girl. She has millions of friends behind her, nationwide, worldwide. So she has no worries. She's going to be strong, her and her family.
Hunt is a senior at Sebastian River High School, but has attended the county's alternative school since her arrest after the parents of her alleged victim petitioned the school board to have her removed from class. Hunt, however, will be allowed to graduate with her class and attend graduation activities. Meanwhile, since this story went viral, she's been receiving support from as far away as the Netherlands. I'm Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.